Chapter 1 July, 1885, San Francisco. Billy's orgasm tore through her like a lightning bolt. As it expanded and gathered speed, her body shook with echoing thunder, and her throat opened on a hoarse cry. The man supine beneath her smiled with tender satisfaction, and with his hands guiding her hips, kept up his powerful strokes. This was just one of the many orgasms he'd treated her to in the past few hours, and as the resonance continued to buffet her like waves on a storm-tossed sea, she sensed him on the cusp of his own ending, but knew he wouldn't surrender until they both had nothing left. As if reading her mind, he eased her to a slower pace to give her a moment to rest, but continued to entice her with tantalizing, languid thrusts. His long, lean body was perfect for this, and she loved every delicious inch of it, especially the ones impaling her and making her ride. Spellbinding hands toured up her waist to circle over the hard points of her breasts, pausing a moment to tease and linger before recapturing her waist and upping the pace until the big bed began rocking and groaning again. No man matched him in stamina or in the joy he took in hot, raw lust, and she loved that about him as well. Just when she thought she might faint from the glory, he growled in Spanish and quickly turned her on her back. The erotic assault continued. The heat in the room mated with the heat rising from their bodies. She was covered in sweat. He was as well. He raised her legs, pulled her closer with a hold on her ankles, and plunged in and out of her flesh like a scandalous hummingbird seeking the most wanton of nectars. Seconds later, his own orgasm exploded, and her body broke apart in shuddering, carnal response. Later, lying boneless in his arms, she was too sated to move. Unlike the other men she entertained, he always held her close in the aftermath. She felt the soft kiss he placed against her damp brow. "Thank you," he whispered.
"My pleasure."
Humor rumbled in his chest.
"You are that, Mina."
Her name was Wilhelmina. Most called her Billy, but this remarkable man had given her a unique name all his own. Mina. Being addressed as such always opened a space inside her heart that had no business existing, because their relationship was based solely on coin, nothing more. Casting aside the melancholy thought, she slipped from the bed and stepped behind the screen to remove her sponge and to wash. Seeing the tear in the sponge widened her eyes, and she hastily looked over her shoulder as if he might be watching. Making a mental note to spend more on her protection in the future, because the last thing she needed in her line of work was a child, she discarded it, cleansed herself, and went back to stand beside the bed.
"You should let me change the sheets."
He raised himself up on an elbow. Andrew Antonio Yates was the most handsome man on earth, and his seductive smile also resided in a secret place in her heart.
"We're just going to dirty them again."
"There is that," she replied, taking a seat on the edge of the plush mattress. "With you around, no amount of clean bedding is enough, I've learned."
"Has a lot to do with the company I keep."
His hands found her waist and gently dragged her back so she could lie beside him again.
"How about a meal? I'm famished."
They were in one of the costliest suites in one of the most expensive hotels in San Francisco. Without his patronage, a girl like her would have never been allowed inside.
"That would be nice, seeing as how I'm famished too."
He eased her closer.
"And well, you should be."
They were from two separate worlds, yet when they came together in bed, it never mattered that he was one of the wealthiest men in the state, and a lawyer to boot, and she a simple whore. Mutual pleasure and passion was their only concern. Turning over so she could see him, she gently moved aside the damp strands of coal-black hair covering the edges of his chiseled face. No man had the right to be so beautiful. His patronage made her the envy of every girl she knew. He could have picked any number of soiled doves, but he'd chosen her, and whatever the future held, she'd remember him always.